Subtle Energy Masters. All that we have discussed so far and all that we have explored so far is about becoming subtle energy masters again. We used to be just like me. Vedic teachings, among others, suggest that humans have devolved from the gods. The bountiful implications of this good news, they do include that all sage capacities are accessible again to us now, for we once employed them. They once were us. We simply need to reactivate them, to dust them off, to repair their wiring, and to put them again into our use. And so as we become interested once again in the evolving story of ego and of soul, and as we become thirsty for more direct communication with God via our access to intuition, and as we become compassionate towards ego, discovering ways to lift it up out of its hell and into heaven, we become subtle energy masters again. For all of these results arise from the simple reality, how we relate to energy. As we rediscover our respect for energy, and we re-become energy's precious ally, its apprentice, we literally re-enchant the world. Shamanic catalysts. We, in predominantly white Western-influenced culture, be it in China, the Russian states, India, South America, the South Pacific, or anywhere where Western ideologies, these have become pervasive, we sit now on the threshold of re-inflating consciousness. Indigenous people throughout the ages have lived in active communion with gods, the spirit world, dream time, and all that is. Relatively speaking, their experience of life, it has never ever, prior to interaction with white Western man, been reduced to less than numinous. Indigenous cultures have always been animated, with and without direct reference to the ancient wisdom that they have lived. We are on the cusp of a re-enchantment of our inner spirits. We are on the eve of being resuscitated with life. There is a growing wave within humanity that is opening its hearts and minds to non-linear routes, to expanded consciousness. The love generation of the 1960s is sufficiently rooted that a new generation, it is being born. Not of a certain age, this new generation, it includes patient waiters who have watched and seeded human consciousness's awakening since they were very young. Shamanic catalysts are rapidly increasing. Unseen intelligences are being invited and allowed to inform our earthly knowing, to expand our experience, to shake us gently, and not so gently, out of ego's fear. For every time we glimpse the cosmos, every time we sense the divine, every time we brush with immortality, we know there is something more than what we perceive is here. We know that something exists beyond the wheel of time, and we want it. To have it, ego must realign with soul. To have it, ego must relinquish its dominant hold as phase one pilot. To have it, ego must be open to the limitless vantage that soul is. To have it, the polar shift, it must be born. And as it is born, ego will expand, and it will open and behold new possibilities that will bring tears of wonder and of joy to its eyes. For it will soon realize that all has been present, that all has been willing, for all of time. Yes, all has been waiting this throughout all of time. Ego's ceremony of arrival in its newfound co-pilot seat, it will be heard and felt and seen and celebrated throughout the entire cosmos and echoing into eternity. For this is where ego belongs now. This is where ego will not die. For the only place for ego to be, it is now in the house of the soul.